And the third thing I would say, and this would be probably the, I would say this would be the best thing. And this isn't really a fun thing, but, and this is probably going to sound like an obvious kind of thing. And that is to just start. I can't tell you how many times I've sat and overanalyzed different comic strips ideas that I've come up with. I'd sit there and analyze them forever and try and make it just perfect, you know? I used to submit comic strips to newspaper syndicates, and the newspaper syndicates would want roughly 1 month's worth of strips from you to consider you, you know? And if they liked it, then usually ask for another month, you know? And what should have been a big clue to me that none of my strips were very good, which is it would take me at least 3 months to produce 1 month's worth of strips. And the problem was I was trying to make everything perfect. I was trying so hard to make the perfect little submission packet, you know? And I would draw a few strips and I would say, I fucked this up. Let me go back and fix this. You know, I don't like the way I'm drawing these guys. Let me go back and fix it. Oh, you know what? I could have done a better joke. Let me go back and fix that joke, you know? And there are so many stops and starts that I had during that time. And I would have to say both my writing and my art style were really stymied by that, by this constantly starting and stopping and going back and trying to fix it and trying to, you know, let me try that. Let me take another bite of the apple. Let me try that one more time, you know? It wasn't until I did my first webcomic and I said, all right, now once I started that webcomic, like, okay, now it's going live. Now I can't go back. I can't go back and fix strips. I have to just keep moving forward, you know? Now that taught me after about 100 strips that I did not want to do that strip at all. But it's the kind of thing that I wouldn't have realized if I kept going back and fixing it, you know? If I kept going back and trying to tweak it here and tweak it there by just powering forward and just drawing these strips and trying to maintain this schedule and just constantly never looking back, just looking forward and like just throwing out strips after strip. Doing about 100 of those, I realized, yeah, this is not the strip for me. And I wouldn't have realized that that was not the right strip if I didn't barrel forward and just start posting them, you know? And I got fortunate with the next strip, Bug, that ended up being a strip that was my voice and was the art style that I really enjoyed doing. And I gotta tell you, looking at the first year's worth of strips, I'm like, eesh, these look kind of crude and some of the jokes fall flat. But I'm done. Oh, let's see, what am I at? I'm at three. I've been doing a strip for about 3 years now, and I feel the strip's starting to get better. But the strip would never have gotten better, either artistically or writing-wise, if I kept going back and fixing shit. You know, by barreling forward, you can't help but get better at it. You know, one of two things will happen if you start posting. If you just start, you'll either realize you don't like the idea and you'll abandon it, or you'll find a way to make that idea better.